Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1330. House Speaker Mike Johnson doesn't have the votes to pass a spending bill that would avert a government shutdown. Although the House voted 209 to 206 to approve a rule to debate the funding plan, which includes the SAVE Act, which would bar non-citizens from registering to vote in federal elections, which is already illegal, at least 10 Republicans have indicated that they will vote no. This means Johnson will need Democratic support to pass his plan and push the shutdown deadline into March through the House. Republicans control the House 221 to 210, but the bill is considered dead on arrival in the Democratic-controlled Senate, with Chuck Schumer saying that they would only take up the legislation if it is free of poison pills. The Biden administration has also threatened to veto the measure. Government funding runs out on September 30th, but Congress is only in session through September 27th. Moving on, the United States accused Iran of sending short-range ballistic missiles to Russia to use against Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, "We've warned Tehran publicly, we've warned Tehran privately, that taking this step would be a dangerous escalation. Russia has now received shipments of these missiles." Russia is expected to use the shipments within weeks, and in response, the U.S., Britain, France, and Germany have announced new sanctions meant to inflict significant economic consequences for Tehran's actions, including additional sanctions on Iran Air, the state airline. Meanwhile, Blinken also called for fundamental changes to the way Israeli forces operate in the occupied West Bank after the Israeli military claimed that it was highly likely that it killed an American woman during a protest last week. Blinken called the shooting unprovoked and unjustified, saying the killing was not acceptable and that no one should be shot and killed for attending a protest. The IDF had previously said that it responded with fire toward a main instigator who was alleged to have been throwing rocks, but later said that the woman was hit indirectly and unintentionally by IDF fire, which was not aimed at her, but aimed at the key instigator of the protest. Blinken, however, did not address the Israeli strike on a designated humanitarian zone in Gaza, which killed at least 19 Palestinians, nor did he offer a plan to alter U.S. weapons support to Israel. And finally, the Biden administration condemned Tucker Carlson after he hosted a Holocaust denier on his podcast, calling the interview a disgusting and sadistic insult to all Americans. Further, every Jewish Democrat in the House signed a joint statement denouncing Carlson for interviewing Daryl Cooper, a Nazi apologist and Holocaust denier. Cooper claims that the U.S. was on the wrong side of World War II and contends that the Holocaust was not a deliberate genocide, but rather an unintended consequence of the Nazis' lack of resources to care for the millions that they imprisoned in concentration camps who, quote, ended up dead, end quote. Elon Musk, who promoted the interview on his social media platform Twitter, called the interview very interesting, worth watching. He later deleted the post. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.